Hi, I'm Vicki Swear, and I will be presenting my poster characterization of a novel porcine model of CLN3 Batten's disease. Batten's disease is a rare lysosomal storage disorder that occurs in children. The CLN3 is the juvenile variant that can have an onset of 4 to 7 years of age. In this disease, there is vision loss, cognitive dysfunction, and motor abnormalities, as well as premature death. There are multiple mice models that exist that are used to study the disease, but they really don't show a behavioral phenotype. So we, in conjunction with Precigen Exemplar, created a CLN3 porcine model using a mutation that's found in about 85% of CLN3 patients. It's the exon 7-8 deletion mutation, and you can see the construct of this on the upper left-hand corner of the poster. While we're characterizing this pig model, we're looking at various behavioral phenotypes using different methods to determine if these animals have any learning deficits, any activity phenotypes, or any gait abnormalities that would be similar to what's seen in patients of the CLN3. And we also want to look at ERGs, electroretinograms, to see if there is any loss of A or B wave function in these animals that's similar to what we see in vision loss in patients. And we also want to look at histopathology to see if there's any accumulation of storage material, microgliosis or astrogliosis, as well as any loss in cortical plate thickness or any loss of any interneurons in the cortex. If you look on the far left-hand side of the poster, you'll first see that we investigated any learning or memory deficits in these animals by using a simple T-maze, where food is placed on one side of the maze and then it's switched over to the other side to see if these animals can learn a new behavior. And what we found is that about 24 months of age, these animals do show reversal defects at about 24 months of age. We also see tendencies towards hyperactivity in these animals by using a fit bark, which is sort of the pig version of a Fitbit. And if you focus on the middle portion of the poster, you can start to see gait abnormalities in these animals as well by using a walkway, sort of a mat. While these animals walk across the mat, we can look at their stride parameters, their step parameters, and we start to see this gait abnormalities in step size and stride length in male animals that seems to get severe as they get older. We also looked at retinal thinning in these animals, and at about 14 months, we start to see thinning in the retina. We see loss of bipolar cells, that's in the middle of the poster. And further down below that, you can see the results of the ERGs, where we see a loss of bipolar cell function and starting at about 30 months of age. And the B wave starts to decline in these animals as they age, indicating that there is a loss of bipolar cell function. The far right of the poster is the histopath analysis, where we investigated the sub-C accumulation, and we start to see that at 1 to 4 days in the thalamus of the CLN3 pigs. And it continues to accumulate up to 14 months, and we're going to continue to investigate later time points as well. We see astrocytosis in the thalamus at 14 months of age, and we don't really see anything significant in the microglial accumulation, but there is a trend towards greater accumulation of microglia at 14 months in the thalamus. We also see a cortical plate thinning at 14 months in these animals, and a lower number of calbindin-positive interneurons in the somatosensory cortex. We continue to investigate these animals and looking at later time points, and we will continue to investigate other phenotypes that we might see. Thank you.